Sometimes you just don't know what you're missing until someone helps you see it. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life.
Okay, I'm here with my wife, Nicole. She does wear glasses, and well, contacts mostly. Nicole, can you tell me what you see when you're not wearing your contacts or your glasses?
I can see everything close up if it's right in front of my eyes, but I can't see anything far away. It's just all blurry blobs.
Do you remember when you first got your glasses for the first time?
I do. Do you want to know the story of how I knew I needed glasses?
Let's hear the story.
I was in sixth grade, and my family was out to lunch after church one Sunday at a Chinese restaurant, and they only had the menu on a board behind the cash register, and I couldn't read it, so I didn't know what I wanted to order, and my mom was getting really upset at me because I didn't know what I wanted to order, and then I told her mom, I can't read it, and she didn't believe me at first, but then she finally did. And after that, they took me to the eye doctor, and sure enough, needed some strong glasses.
So what was like the before and after when you first put on your glasses? Like, what did it change to?
Everything. I just thought everything far away was like blurry for everybody. I didn't realize that it could be like crystal clear and you could read things when they were not right in front of your face. So it was eye opening.
That's what happens when you connect with Jesus. It's like a veil lifts and you see the world in a whole new way. Let's get into our story today called Spiritual Glasses by Janice Holmes. Mom, look! The whole drive home from the eye doctor, I kept pointing at the world outside the car window. For the very first time, I could read the billboards over the interstate and make out the vibrant green leaves on the trees. Everything that was once dull and blurry had become bright and detailed. But as the weeks and months went on, my glasses grew smudged and dusty, an inevitable byproduct of sticky fingers and many childhood adventures. So I would climb down the stairs to my dad's office and pull out a small bottle of glass cleaner from his desk. A few swipes of a rag later, the world was clear again. In a similar way, the moment I made a decision to follow Jesus, a veil was lifted. The whole world around me became clear, vibrant, and beautiful. But over time, my spiritual vision became clogged and dusty again. Sin, struggles, shame, all these smudged my spiritual glasses. In order to see myself, the world, and God clearly, I have to step into His presence and reacquaint myself with the truths of His Word. When we stop cleaning our spiritual glasses, we forget how clear and detailed the world can be. Soon all we see are smudges and dust. But God waits patiently for us to turn our gaze to Him so that we might see clearly again. Let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. If we've put our trust in Jesus, believing that He died and rose again to save us from sin and death, we have His Holy Spirit living within us. The Holy Spirit transforms us and helps us see everything through the lens of the gospel or, you know, good news. How does the gospel affect the way we see ourselves, the world, and God? If you want to learn more about the gospel, you know, this good news, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. We all have times when it's hard to see clearly, especially when we're hurting or weary or when we've experienced something really hard or confusing. But God longs to remind us of the truth of His love. What are some ways you can be intentional about spending time with God this week and being refreshed in His presence through reading or listening to His Word, talking to Him in prayer, and gathering with His people? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Take a closer look at what the Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, and 1 Peter 2:9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and there's more to this resource than just the podcast you're listening to. If you're looking for a good way to spend time with God and His word, learning what He wants us to know about Him, then pick up a physical copy of the Unlocked devotional. You can sign up to get a subscription sent to you for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. We come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how the story of the prophet Elijah points forward to Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.